Hello, all you beautiful people out there in the world. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission and the Common Good Radio Show, here with one of my many amazing stand-in co-hosts. They call her Dre in the streets. And what am I reading? Andrea Williams with I have any better eyesight. With Straightening Pathways. Right? Is that correct? I think that's correct. Yes. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving God that's blessed us to have pretty much a party in studio here today, because we have, you know, a whole bunch of amazing people here, people for this show, for the next show, and future shows. So definitely enjoy. But none of that would be possible if it wasn't for a very amazing God that continues to definitely guide me. I'm certain guide the other people that are in this room to serve people, to be good by people. And I want to thank him by giving prayer, by saying, Dear Lord, thank you so much for loving us, for teaching us how to love one another, for guiding us down maybe not the easiest path, but the worthy path, for having us choose to do what is right rather than what is easy, for having us forgive when it's not easy to forgive, and for continuously having us make the choice of love when we could just as easily make the choice of hate. In your son's name I pray, amen. So that being said, we got another amazing show for you today, and you could say hey, right?
Hey,
here you go.
It's Dre. Yeah,
it's Dre. It's Dre Day today on the Common Good Radio Show. And we have Dr. Rachel here in studio with us for the first half of the show. And we got her awesome husband, John Spurr, with all of his muscles here for the second half of the show. Right?
They're all here.
Yeah, all
they
here.
Are all here.
So welcome, Dr. Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And if for those who have lived under a rock in the 10:30 a.m. world, Dr. Rachel is of Inspired Life Chiropractic. And Dr. Rachel, for those who now just finally made themselves from underneath that dark, lonely rock they're under, explain to them what is Inspired Life Mortgage.
Inspired Life Mortgage, that's the next segment.
Well, you were in the shirt, so I saw Inspired Life Chiropractic.
I look down at it every day. Inspired Life team, but Inspired Life Chiropractic and Wellness.
Inspired. Tell me about one half of the Inspireds.
The Inspired Life Chiropractic. Everything wellness. We start with chiropractic as our main help to our community, and we'll talk about it throughout the segment, but adding other things that can help our community thrive and be better in all aspects of their health and wellness, making them have a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm. And when we, you know, when most people think quality of life, you know, they think their diet, the way they exercise, these type of things. But, you know, why chiropractic?
Why not chiropractic? I think I sang a song on a previous
show. I
want
to hear the song.
I said, chiropractic, what is it good for? Uh-huh, absolutely, yes. Everything.
I remember that song. I missed it. I've actually dubbed it and I put it on YouTube. It's very popular. It's gone viral.
I'm not a singer. I'm a chiropractor. I always have my disclaimers. I forgot the question.
why chiropractic? When we're thinking about kind of living healthy, being healthy, living a holistic life.
Chiropractic is about the whole body. A lot of people think chiropractic is only for back pain and neck pain, which it is very good and helpful for. But really what we're dealing with is our spine. And the most important part of that is our nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, which runs down the inside of that spinal column and out little holes from head to toe, nerves controlling and coordinating every function, every aspect, everything that's happening in our bodies. So to be truly healthy, you need regular chiropractic care to remove blockages in the spinal column that's putting pressure on those nerves. And that is eventually what leads to ill health.
Well, I mean, and every time I hear you say that, which I've probably heard you say that at least three or four times since we've known each other, I act so surprised, even though I don't know why I act so surprised, because it makes perfect sense. But even I act so surprised, I think, because this isn't common knowledge.
No.
And why would you say that is?
Should we call this the Common Knowledge Show?
The Common Knowledge
you
Show
said
brought
something.
To you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
You said something like, my patients, I had one this morning and she asked me every question after her treatment that she asked me before the treatment. And I was just like, you don't really listen very well, do you? Because I say the same thing over and over again. People just, they don't hear. Again, I forgot the question.
Well, why isn't this common knowledge? I mean, you'd imagine just like, I know that if I eat healthy, if I exercise at least once a week or, you know, twice a week, if I, you know, stay away from fatty foods, like I'm going to, this will generally make me healthy. Why don't I know that if I go to chiropractic services, this will add to my physical health?
I don't know why it's not common knowledge, because it's a lifestyle. So to me, it's an everyday normal thing. It's what I live. It's what I do. We're inundated by our media.
Mm-hmm.
We have magazines, we have billboards, commercials. Like, that's what we're fed. And chiropractic is not massively produced in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
John's talked about it before. You guys need one chiropractor to rally up all the chiropractors to do a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've mentioned it before, but like, why do we know we're supposed to get our teeth checked every 6 months? And it's because there was a toothpaste company that met up with the Dental Association years and years ago, and they ran commercials and they hammered it into people's heads saying, you need to get your teeth checked every 6 months, every 6 months, every 6 months. We get our eyes checked. We get every part of our body checked, but nobody pays attention to that nervous system, which is that core part of everything.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
To get that message out.
Yeah. And I agree. And I asked that question definitely not as an indictment, but just to kind of bolster that's, I mean, it's, you know, I know with working with veterans, something that I'm constantly having to combat is the overprescription of medication with dealing with issues for veterans. And it seems to have led to substance abuse issues with veterans and high suicide rate and so on. It seems like in a lot of ways, this kind of chiropractic care is a way to avoid that as well. And that's kind of tied into one of the many solutions that people should be seeking in dealing with their issues.
Now, this is one of what I was going to talk about today. The Why Chiropractic segment, the funny part. We have our new office, so that's the new thing. But we were out shopping this weekend for some new furniture, and a giant box fell on my toe. I'm calling it Toegate. Not tailgate, toegate.
Toegate 2023.
Yes, and I have the most hideous zombie-looking toe right now. That's why I'm wearing flip-flops with a Band-Aid. But it causing me to limp and shuffle and walk dumb, basically. And so my ankle, because I'm stepping on the outside of my foot more than the inside because of my toe, and so my ankle's being affected. It's affecting my opposite hip, and eventually that trails up. And so those things happen to people every day. They're in crutches, they have postural issues at work, and if they don't get those things taken care of, it's going to turn into serious health issues in the future. You look at people's postures, they get older and it changes, and they weren't born like that most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's Dr. Rachel. We'll talk about all that and more after the break. She's with Inspire Life Chiropractic. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways. I didn't even have to read it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission and the Common Good Radio Show here with Andrea Williams, best stand-in a man could ever ask for
on the Common Good Radio Show
with Straightening Pathways.
That's right.
I'm getting good. I'm getting good. Ta-da! She's here. Yeah. So you started off. What are we doing, Andrea? And who do we have here?
Well, we are here with Inspired Life Chiropractic. And I have some questions, but you know, we as the listeners want to know what is new and exciting at Inspired Life.
So many new and exciting things. John and I just moved into our brand new office this last weekend. A lot of
John Spur, not John Me.
Right.
Yeah.
I did problem last time. You were the dad.
And is that a second office then? Or just it a is, new
it
space?
It is a new space for us.
Okay.
And
new and funky and fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, more improvements happening. Yeah. But cool. We, on Monday, as we opened, started with our brand new acupuncturist and massage therapist. So we have those services now to offer.
Nice.
And as you say, why chiropractic? Why acupuncture? Why massage? We are all on the same team, working at the same goal differently. So different modalities to help the community in the same way. So I tell people my goal for them in my office is I'm trying to keep you with your original parts and pieces for as long as possible without drugs or surgery. And one of those reasons is because I don't, my forte is not drugs and surgery. That's not what they teach at chiropractic school.
Thank goodness.
I know.
I don't want your drugs.
That's what the medical system's for. But a lot of people don't want to use that system, or they're scared of that system. They don't know what else to do. And regular chiropractic care, acupuncture, and massage can prevent and keep you from having to use those medical modalities. It's there for an emergency when we need it, but that's not what true health care is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call sick care or emergency care.
Yeah. So at this, the new location, and kind of this new, fresh, inspired life chiropractic, you know, what can, you know, a client expect when they come, you know, see it for the first time, participate in with you?
We got some pretty nice floors, courtesy of Mr. John Spur.
He's got skills.
And he's
got
in
skills
that office
to pay them bills.
Yeah. He's in that office as well. We're just making, it's just, how do I describe it, John? It's fun. It's exciting.
Where is it is what I want to know.
We are 1951 North Wilmot. I call it the mini Wilmot Road in the east side, in between Grant, right by Costco, and
gotcha.
Pima. So just that little stretch.
Yep.
And
Silver Bar, my favorite restaurant, you're saying.
Yeah, Sakura.
Yes.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump away, right?
Absolutely.
I thought you were talking about Costco.
Yeah, Costco. Yeah, the
dogs.
Costco food
they
court.
They got hot dogs and pizza. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I like to provide as many services as we can for our patient base. And people say, like, what is the acupuncture good for? And what is the massage good for? And one of my examples is I can repetitively be adjusting somebody over and over again, and they can have a chronic reoccurrent problem in a joint. And it's because that's a chiropractic problem, but it could be because there's something off in one of their organ systems, which is causing, because there's a blockage in a meridian. That's what acupuncture works with, kind of like moving the energy around in the body. So if our acupuncture does an assessment and sees that there's a blockage and they do their treatment to remove said blockage, now their chiropractic adjustment's going to hold better and vice versa. And it's the same with the massage.
Yeah.
Well, what's a blockage? I mean, I'm so curious because you keep saying that word and I'm like, what does that mean?
Now I'm going to have to come up with a new word. I'm probably going to bring the acupuncturist herself next time to explain those things better, because obviously I'm the expert in chiropractic field. But just like chiropractic, I explained the word subluxation, and that's the blockage in chiropractic. It's the joint issue causing pressure on those nerves. So I just use blockage for a bogged up energy system. So we have like electrical wires running through our body and static, I guess you could say. So things aren't communicating as well as they could.
Mm.
So when we have those blockages, there's certain Chinese medicine that can stimulate points that removes that so that the body works how it's supposed to. And it's caused by our daily stresses that everybody has, whether it's you were in a big car accident or it's those repetitive stresses like sitting on your wallet on one side over and over again.
You're not talking to me because I don't have a wallet.
I know you don't. I know you don't. That was the first homework, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't sit on that wallet.
Pass the test.
So I have a question about, because I work out a lot, right? And so...
Oh, yeah, we know.
I...
Look at those guns. Look at those guns.
And so one of my issues is like soreness down from my... where my muscles just gets really tight, you know, from like your butt all the way down to your ankle. So like what would be the process, I guess, starting off as a client or a patient? You come in there and then what would you guys do?
I do a consult with everyone first to see what your problems are, butt to toe, right? Mm-hmm. And then what are your goals? Do you want relief care? Do you want to prevent that from happening? When people are under regular chiropractic care, it doesn't make them invincible, but it makes them better. So post recovery from your repetitive stresses, like working out every day, or if you do, you know, trip and fall and you injure yourself, people get over and better faster. So we do an assessment. I lay people on the table. I explain exactly what I'm doing. I move things around your body parts. I ask you, do you feel this? Can you feel a difference here? It's tighter in this area. This is what's causing that. And we go through and we do an adjustment. Mm-hmm. And we'll do some of those tests and say, do you feel that that's balanced now? Do you feel that that's moving better? Mm-hmm. And so that's where we start. And then we have additional things in our office if we're not getting where we want to get.
Sounds good.
So I always offer up those other services if we feel we need those.
Nice.
Awesome. Thanks for explaining blockage. I think that was a really great picture. So,
yeah, for
sure. A big
sure.
concrete brick.
Yeah. getting rid of the bad. Bad go bye-bye.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of bad go bye-bye, we're probably about a minute until we have to jump out of here to the break, but tell us about a success story. I mean, I know I love always hearing about, you know, success stories that you have in the work you do.
Thank you. I have successes every day, so it's hard to pick, but some stand out. And one was a lady that heard us on this show, and she came in and she fell. A lot of people come in a little crabby because they're in pain. Mm-hmm. We got to meet them where they're at.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
She came in and we started a series of adjustments. And I mean, she probably had some rib issues, some bruising on the inside. And we added that soft wave therapy as well. And yesterday she came in like dancing around and moving and grooving. And
after how many sessions?
That's it, yeah.
And she's like, look at this, look at this. And they get excited to bend over and touch their toes and get back up and show me that they did that without a hitch in their giddy up.
Yeah. And how many sessions did that take?
She did about 8 soft wave sessions, I think. And she came in at the beginning of December. So she's been with me for about 2 months. But after a big fall, like, it's hard to recover from that. Yeah. She hadn't been under chiropractic care for at least 10 years prior. So usually we have to do some cleanup work and then get them on their good path of maintenance.
And how can people get a hold of you?
www.inspiredlifechiropractic.com. Our phone number is 520-390-2966. You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, all the places.
Everywhere.
All right, thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
Rachel.
You.
Yeah, and contact them, inspiredlifechiropractic.com. As you heard, our listeners are already enjoying their great services. If you fall down, you can't get up, this is where you go next. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor Joe McClain. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Andrea Williams of Straightening Pathways. If you are looking for a motivational coach or speaker or someone in your life to help you be held accountable or help you reach your goals or just someone to help you stay positive in life because you're going through something rough, then give Andrea Williams a call at
520-448-1238. Very simple.
Was that a good commercial?
Yeah, that's a great commercial.
Am I hired?
You're hired.
Thanks. Thank you. And speaking of a great commercial, let me see. I'm gonna big him up really good. I got something really good for him.
So we need a drum roll.
Here we go.
So we have one of the most cunning minds in Tucson.
Oh gosh.
When it comes to rates, when it comes to the mortgage process, when it comes to the ins and outs of not only how to maneuver getting into a home, but how to get yourself ready for it. And that man is the one and the only John Spur of Inspired Life Mortgage.
I don't even know how I'm going to follow that. I feel like I should just get up and leave the room right now.
That's it. Goodbye.
We're over. Mic drop out.
Well, I mean, the name alone. Come on.
That was great. That was amazing.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Too bad Rachel wasn't here to listen and laugh at that the entire time.
Yeah, she'll. I know. You know, her mom will be listening this Sunday.
And, oh yes.
Yeah.
And she listens Sunday and then calls us afterwards.
Absolutely.
Lets us know all of the grammatical errors that we had on the radio and
perfect. As she should. As a mother-in-law should. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My in-laws just left yesterday. So yeah.
Hey, right. Tell us how you feel.
I love it. They're great and they're amazing. And I wish they were still here.
Well, Phyllis, my mother-in-law gets here at the end of February. We'll be here all through March, so maybe we'll bring her to the radio show.
That'd be great. That'd be nice to meet her.
She can tell all those secrets of Rachel's past when she was young and why she became a chiropractor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, you would not get her to stop talking in the time frame allowed, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well,
sorry, Mom. I know you're listening.
So let's stop bagging on our in-laws for a second, unless you got anything, Dre.
I don't have any in-laws,
So I kind of set up John. He's the master of rates, the master of kind of everything mortgage, you know, just kind of better set him up. He was, if you haven't heard him on the show before, he was the gentleman that helped me just recently buy my house. And kind of the short story of it, I was just going to go the conventional way. Me and my wife, we saved up a little bit of money. We're gonna buy a house. And he's like, "Have you considered using your VA loan?" And I said, "Well, I don't think I'm eligible for it. But if you want to waste your time, go ahead." And he said, "I don't think it's a waste of time. So I'm gonna try." And he got it. Saved us a whole bunch of money. Got us a house. We moved in October. So, you know, thank you for the 10th time now, I guess. And you know, that being said, things have changed a lot since then. And I heard just recently there's a big hike in the rates by the Fed. Tell us about that and kind of elaborate.
So I mean, the Fed raised the Fed fund rate a quarter again today, and the funny thing is mortgage rates went down. And so, how does this work? The Fed raises rates and mortgage rates go down. Well, the Fed doesn't control mortgage rates. The Fed controls a borrowed overnight rate between the banks. And the bond market has had a quarter to a half a percent built in for about 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when they build in a quarter to a half, they just build in a half because worst case scenario. Mm. And the Fed only raised it a quarter. So that gave us a little help in the bond market, and it gave us a little better mortgage rates today. But the other thing that helped is the Fed has said for the last several meetings that they're watching new job, the ADP payrolls, they're watching unemployment, and they're watching increase in wages month to month. And those are the three indicators they're really watching to indicate where inflation's going.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those three came out today in our favor. So the Fed changed their verbiage and they're lightening their tone on future rate increases. They only went a quarter, not a half a percent. And we've seen some cooling off in the job market. So all of those things actually gave us better mortgage rates today, although the Fed raised short-term borrowing rates.
Mm.
So your credit card rate's going to go up again.
Mm.
But mortgage rates are starting to taper off. And we kind of saw the peak in October and we've seen them continue to come down since then.
Okay. So I feel like we have this conversation every time, but we're going to have it again. So for people that are out there on the fence on whether it's the time to buy a house now, or maybe I should wait till kind of things are a little slower, things pick up, or there are more house availability, what do you say to those people?
Well, right now, I'm going to give them a sense of urgency because Fannie and Freddie are going to need to make some very, very big changes and make borrowing money for a lot of people for mortgage lending more expensive in the very near future. So if you've been thinking about buying a house and you're ready and you have the income and you have the credit score, let's talk really soon and get you qualified and into a home before these changes take effect. And they're going to take effect in the next 30 to 60 days.
Interesting. And I'll hold off on you telling us about those changes are just now, but we got probably another minute before we go to the break. So let's have you tell our listeners, one, how they can get a hold of you, how they can get involved. And a question I asked and kind of earlier before the show to a past guest was, what does an ideal client look like for you? Like, if they're out there listening right now, what do they look like? What do they need? And how they can get a hold of you?
I don't know if I necessarily have the quote-unquote ideal client. It's anybody that thinks they're ready to buy a home. Anybody that's renting. Stop investing in somebody else. Invest in yourself. Mm. If you don't think you're ready to buy a home for a year, let's still talk. Let's plan. Mm-hmm. Ideally, I'd like to talk to you 6 months before you're ready to buy a home so we can look at credit, improve credit, and work on those things that'll get you into a better position when you actually do your financing and sign on the dotted line. Mm-hmm. As far as getting a hold of me, you can call me on my cell phone at 520-247-3610. You can find us at inspiredlifemortgage.com, or you can email me at john@inspiredlifemortgage.com, and that is John spelled J-O-N.
Nice. And you guys have really like memorable websites. inspiredlifemortgage.com, inspiredlifechiropractic.com. Simple and easy. If you guys out there listening, you can't remember that, write it down. But it should be easy to remember. inspiredlifemortgage.com, inspiredlifechiropractic.com. They're in the Inspired. You guys hang in right there. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please check it out, as well as homecommunityservices.com. You get to see a list of all of our partners on there, as well as our homeless veteran program we do, the Common Good Radio Show we do, the Marketing Corner we do, and all of the different partner media organizations that we're part of. So definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org. Check it out, and we'll be back right after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Cool Listenings with Common Good Radio, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Andrea Williams of Straightening Pathways, because she helps straighten pathways.
Yeah, I help you make those steps toward the future that you want to have. So
nice. Yeah, I mean, and just to kind of just take a second and talk about having a person like you in my life, having thankfully many people like you in my life, but my own coach and Andrea Ruiz, my co-host on this show, traditionally, if it wasn't for him, one, this show wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be a published author. You know, there's probably a list. I could spend probably a whole entire segment listing the different things that I probably wouldn't have accomplished if I didn't have someone like him in my life to inspire me, to hold me accountable, to motivate me, to remind me how awesome I am.
Yeah. You
know, even when I think that I suck. So
yeah, I think one of the most important things for everybody is just always having somebody that can hold you accountable, but also see the gold in you and just call that out. So that's what I'm here, you know, for. And I really love our community in Tucson and, you know, connecting with people and helping them figure out where it is they're trying to go so that we can help the rest of our community.
Yeah. And I think you, much like Andreas, and it's why I love when you guest co-host on this show. Just, I love being around you because you vibrate an energy that's just contagious. Like, it's just the type of energy that you just want to be around so badly, because we absorb that, and I'm able to take that and inhibit that in other places. So I thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Your positivity that you just naturally exude out of your pores without even trying.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So me and my very positive motivational coach, co-host, are here interviewing Mr. John Spurr, who, he's motivational in his own way. He's more subtle about it, but he's the grand poobah of Inspired Life Mortgage.
Are you talking about the right person? I'm subtle as a bull in a china shop. Yeah. I mean, you know me better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're definitely subtle when it comes to being motivational.
Oh, yeah,
I wouldn't say that's your claim to fame.
It is
for
not.
Sure.
If you want it straight, I'm going to tell you exactly how it is.
Yeah, for sure. And you motivated me to, you know, to use my VA loan and to buy a house that at one time I felt like was above my means, you know, which I realized it was at my means, which is great to know that I could, you know, that I could live at that means, you know, because I live in a, what me and my wife consider the house of our dreams. So I thank you for that.
Well, and I appreciate having the opportunity to do it. And it, again, for me, it was just doing my job the way I'm supposed to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, if only more people did that. Huh?
I am telling you.
Yeah, for sure. So we were, before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the one that the Federal Reserve, thankfully, or you know, unthankfully, however you look at it, only raised the rate 0.25%. But we are expecting some changes coming from Fannie and Freddie real soon. So let's dive into what those changes are and what people can expect.
Well, so number one, the effective date for their changes is May 1st, and it's any loans purchased on the secondary market May 1st. Well, it takes a mortgage loan 30 to 60 days to get to the secondary market. So these changes are going to start affecting people probably March 1st.
Hmm.
Because loans close after March 1st, these changes are going to affect them because it's going to take 60 days to get to Fannie and Freddie for their May 1st deadline.
Mm-hmm.
The mortgage rates are determined by supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
And that supply and demand is what we call liquidity. Liquidity is amount, the number of dollars flowing into the bond market.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three people fighting for that money. The Treasury sells bonds, the federal government, that's how they pay their debt, is selling bonds.
Mm.
Corporations sell bonds, that's how they pay their debt or raise money, and then mortgage-backed security bonds.
Mm.
But we have these three entities always fighting for this bond money, and there just isn't enough of it. The reason we have rates where they're at and the reason these changes are going into effect is there's not enough money for the number of people out there buying bonds. So there's a lack of supply, a lack of liquidity. We have a housing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Back in October, Fannie and Freddie made some big changes to what it would cost to buy an investment property. The rates went up significantly to buy an investment property, and that was one thing they wanted to curb so there would be more homes for first-time homebuyers.
Mm.
Well, it backfired. I'm doing more investment property loans today than I was doing in October. Raising the rate there wasn't the solution to that problem.
Mm.
Well, they're trying again, another fancy solution of theirs to try to make sure that there's liquidity available for the people that are first-time home buyers or don't have a lot of money down. And so I know this isn't TV, nobody can see this, but I'll hold it up and you can see it also. I have this great graph in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very red in the center and it's green on the bottom on the right-hand side.
Mm.
Essentially, the center is where everybody who has good credit scores and 20% down is at.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good credit scores and you have somewhere between 30 to 20% down, they are raising rates.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Now, the green band on the outside edges are people with lower credit scores and very little money down.
Hmm.
Individuals that have lower credit scores and have little money down are going to see significantly better rates.
Hmm.
And this is their way to try to curb, maybe move up buyers. Now, they're going to get penalized again to a higher rate to not move up or not go buy that other home or not go buy that second home. So the liquidity is there for first-time home buyers to go out and buy homes.
Hmm.
The reason I say this is going to backfire is because every time you go towards somebody as a property investor and say it's going to cost you more to borrow,
mm-hmm.
they all panic and they go buy more.
Yeah.
And they buy faster and they buy quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm going to see happening because every time they turn around, this band of borrowers out there is being penalized for having money down and having a higher credit score.
Mm.
And they're just buying up more property because they know that it's just going to continue to get more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The good news out of this is for people with a credit score under 680 and don't have more than 5% down, your closing costs are probably going to go down about $4,000 on a $300,000 home.
Mm.
So that's a significant savings for that sector.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a move-up buyer looking to go buy your next dream home or a bigger home, you're looking at an increase of probably $3,000 to $5,000 in your closing costs, depending on the home you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, in a nutshell, what's happening. Some banks have already instituted this change as of today. Most of them are doing it March 1st.
Hmm. That's wild. So you're in this idea that it's harder to borrow for what would traditionally be the most ideal candidates, but the people that would usually be the least ideal candidates, it's substantially easier to borrow, or just the cost.
Mm-hmm. So if the what you would think would be the ideal candidate to lend money to is now going to cost more. Mm-hmm. And the people that would have a higher risk of default is going to cost less. Mm-hmm. And this is just a play to, again, get the money to where they believe is needed to fix the housing shortage. Mm-hmm. Playing with interest rates just isn't going to fix the housing shortage. Mm. Builders can't build them fast enough because there's too many restrictions on the builders. There's too many government regulations on the builders. Mm-hmm. That's, where, in my opinion, where they need to focus to put more houses out there for people to be able to buy. Is this going to make it more affordable for people with lower credit scores and less money down? Yes, it's going to make it more affordable. But is it possibly going to slow down the number of people that are buying homes that are in the higher FICO range with money down? It could. Mm-hmm. I think the point here, though, is making sure that you talk to a loan officer that understands what's going on and how to manipulate that system. Because as an example, if you put, you're going to pay a higher rate at putting 20% down than if you put 19.9% down. Mm. And so little things like that, that some people just don't understand or don't understand how this grid works or how the process works and where their FICO score is versus their down payment. Mm-hmm. I can play with this and go, look, I know this doesn't make any sense, but we're going to put 1% less down. You're going to have a better rate. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to have mortgage insurance, but you're only going to have it for 12 months and it's going to drop off. And so there's different things that we can do by understanding this to help maximize the borrowers, the good things that they have. Mm-hmm. The other thing that changed, the 740 credit score used to be the pinnacle. Like if you had a 740, that was it. Anything more than that didn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. They've moved that benchmark to 780. Mm. And then they narrowed the bands. The bands used to be 40, 50 points. They're 20 points. So every 20 points in credit score makes a difference. Mm-hmm. That's where the whole thing we talked about, getting in and talking to me sooner than later so we can look at your credit and improve your credit score. Now it's 20-point increments, not 40 or 50, and it's easy to move a score 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, man, like usual, you packed us with information, definitely, for the listening audience out there that want to hear more. How can they connect with you?
They call me on my cell phone at 520-247-3610. Email me at John, J-O-N, at inspiredlifemortgage.com, or find us on the web at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if you hadn't caught her yet, her name is Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways. Tell us about Straightening Pathways as we leave, Andrea.
Yeah. So basically, if you're someone that is ready to invest in yourself, you're ready to make some changes in your life, you know that you want to move forward, maybe you don't know the exact steps that you need to take, I'm someone that can hold you accountable. We can meet weekly, monthly, you know, whatever works for you to set up a plan to help you accomplish, you know, your dreams and your goals to get you where you're meant to be in this life. So you can contact me at 520-448-1238, or you can email me at WILANDREA@iCloud.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me once again.
It's been great.
Yeah, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with an awesome stand-in in Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways. You guys stay beautiful and brilliant. I'll catch you next week.
Bye-bye.